blessed so many lives. Go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the yes of these two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, because their yes is allowing us to celebrate 6 years on the Master's Call. And we know that this call is just moving and changing lives, and we thank you for the protection of the Des De Leon family, Lord, and Artists International, which is the thread that has brought us all here today. So, Lord, as we start this call, we just ask you to touch the speaker who is coming forth to bless our socks off with a word from on high. Lord, we thank you and we praise you because without you, we would be nothing. So as we get ready to start this call and we just bring the people forth from the north, south, east, and west, we just want to make sure we are lining up with your strategic plan, oh God. So we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you, and we say thank you and amen, amen and amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. The floor is yours.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for feeding us and greeting us this morning on this Faith Overcome Fear Friday. What an awesome tag. Thank you for being the amazing and phenomenal and kind person that you are. And I am Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside here in Inglewood, California. And celebration time, come on. It's a celebration. Happy, happy, happy birthday to the TMC family. We are celebrating 6 years here on the Master's Call, where lives have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day every day here on the Master's Call. I thank God for our co-founders, the phenomenal women of God that God has put a mission and mandate on October the 25th of 2010 to start this platform, this telecommunications sanctuary, which we have been rolling through for 6 years, rolling with the glory, with the anointing, with the power, with the passion of God as we put him first. In Psalm 88:13, that he gave to our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, was, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So we have every single Monday through Friday started this call off in prayer, ended this call in prayer. We had a powerful message that came in between. And then on Fridays, we have opened up the line consistently every Friday to hear your prayer requests and your praise reports. And not only that, he didn't just give them this platform, but he also connected a website for us. And that's www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. And we pray that you would visit our website anytime during the day and that you would share it on social media and share it with someone else so their lives can be blessed as yours have been. Also, we do have an email address, so if there's something that you want us to pray about, if there's something that you want us to stand in agreement with, if you have a testimony or a praise report, maybe you have a question, or maybe you want to be a host or a greeter here on the Master's Call and God is pushing you into serving the kingdom in a different way, then we invite you to use our email, which is info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Each and every day, we have the opportunity to go to the New Morning Motivational Call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617#, and that is immediately following this call. We are excited and, you know, to celebrate 6 years. I'm telling you, that is something to be excited about. And so we thank you guys for celebrating with us and pray that you will continue to celebrate with us as we are in our sixth year. And so right now it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. So I hope you have your notebooks, your pens, your tablets, your cell phones, and you're on the Bible.org app. Go ahead and get yourself prepared, because I'm telling you, this speaker that I'm getting ready to bring to the to the line right now. He is no stranger. He is part of the TMC family and has been connected with us since our inception. He is none other than Minister Joseph B. Washington. As a youth growing up in San Diego, California, Joseph struggled with severe stuttering. The relentless teasing and tormenting from his peers pushed him to work tirelessly to overcome the condition. By the age of 15, he noticed a significant improvement in his speech, so much, in fact, that he began to feel comfortable speaking to groups of people. Joseph Washington has become one of the most sought-after speakers, motivators for workshop, retreats, seminars, and other presentations where strong impact is a must. Joseph's unique, passionate delivery mixed with solid content and practical principles allow audiences to see life as they have never seen it before. With over 20 years of experience in corporate sales, training, and management positions, Joseph has authored a best-selling book entitled Breaking the Spirit of Average, The 7 Keys to Turn Your Average into Awesome. Joseph shares his set of proven principles with compelling accolades, adages, and examples that reveal what happens when average people decide to be awesome. Joseph is a dynamic and passionate speaker with thorough research and planning. Each presentation is customized to meet the unique needs of each client. He is the president and CEO of the Joseph Washington Group Incorporated. He is also the president and CEO of Average Breaker LLC, and he is our anointed, appointed, and amazing speaker for this morning. At this time, without further ado, I would like to bring the awesome and amazing Minister Joseph B. Washington to the line. Minister Joseph B. Washington, are you out there this morning?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, man of God. The platform is yours. Take it away.
Well, you know, thank you so much for that beautiful introduction. I was trying to figure out who you were talking about, and then I figured out, I guess it was me. And so I do appreciate that beautiful introduction. Guys, listen, I want to, first of all, before I get started in the word, is to celebrate my sister, Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, and also my minister, my mentor, and Pastor Vanessa, who is a longtime friend of mine. And I'm certainly honored and privileged to be on this call with you all on this morning. And I cannot go without celebrating my mother, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who I adore and love. And I just thank you all for giving me some space this morning to share with you all. It's been 6 years that you all have been going at this, and it's obvious to me that there are many more years to come because you all have stayed the course. When others have quit, when others have caved in and gave up, you all stayed the course. And so I want to congratulate each and every one of you all who in and out every day have gotten on this call. And I tell you, lives have been changed and destinies have been rewritten because of this call that you all have been doing for the last 6 years. So I celebrate you all, and I honor each and every one of you all. Listen, if you have your Bibles, do me a favor. Turn with me to the book of Philippians, chapter 3. Turn with me to Philippians, chapter 3. I just got off an airplane. I had a 5:30 flight this morning from Florida back here to Atlanta. And so I had to hurry up and let the plane land and get here to the house so that I can make this call. And so I certainly thank God for his travel and mercy. So there is a word from the Lord this morning. Will not be before you all long, but I certainly want to lay some foundation for what I believe is going to be one of the most miraculous years that is coming up in the year of 2017. And so I think that we need to begin to make preparation for 2017. Now, don't give up on 2016, but I just want to encourage some of you all that feel like, you know, this has just been an awkward year and things have not worked out quite the way that you wanted them to, and you've not managed to see some things come to pass. But I guarantee you in 2017, you're going to begin to see the hand of God like you've never seen before. And so, again, I want to just lay some foundation in terms of some things that you can think about as you move into the year of 2017. So again, turn with me to Philippians chapter 3, and I'm going to read verse 13 and 14. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. It says, "Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. He says, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. The Message Bible says this, and I'll just read the end of it in verse 14. I love what it says. It said, by no means do I count myself an expert in all of this, but I've got my eye on the goal. Where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus, I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. Guys, I believe that the upcoming year of 2017 is going to be a phenomenal year, and I think that we have to begin to make preparation for what's about to take place in our lives. You know, somebody said that preparation is the key. It means becoming so competent and so good at what you do that you actually force opportunities to come your way. And so I believe in preparation, and I think for these next couple of months, we need to begin to make preparation for what I believe is going to be one of the greatest years ever. And so I want to talk to you all today from the subject, I press. And I want to give you 8 things that are necessary for you to press upon as you look at the year 2017. There are 8 things I want you to press as you go into the year of 2017. You know, as I was boarding my flight this morning, coming back, like I said, from Florida to Atlanta, it is my custom when I go through the place where they check us in and you know, check your ID and all that. It is my custom for me to use my passport as my ID. What I began to realize when I was looking at my passport is that the passport represents something. It represents that you want to go further than where you are currently. So when you use a passport, when you are pulling out your passport, normally you're going somewhere far. Normally you're going somewhere that is a far distance from where you're standing at the present moment. I've used my passport to go to Africa, to go to Israel, to go to the Bahamas, to Trinidad, to go to Amsterdam. I've used my passport on several occasions to go further than where I am now. And so I think that it is time that you and I begin to stretch our wings. It's time that we begin to move from where we are to where we want to be. I believe that you will need your passport for this next upcoming season. I believe for where God wants to take you, you're going to need your passport. You're going to need something that's going to allow you to go further than where you are now, because I just truly believe this in my spirit that God, for some of you all that's on this call now, God has anointed you for so much more. You have so much more in you that you need to do and that needs to be done. And I believe that this upcoming year, you're going to begin to see these things unfold. But, you know, we have to also understand that as we begin to matriculate, you know, to the next level, to the next levels of our life, we need to also understand that there's an enemy out there. And the devil doesn't want to see you move to the next level. He doesn't want to see you go forward. He doesn't want to see you reach the levels that God has called and destined you for. He wants to fight you on every end. But I'm here to tell you that if you understand who you are and whose you are, then you're going to win in every area of your life. We need a fight in our life. We need obstacles to come in our life because obstacles determine our character, and it determines who we really are. You know, for some of you all that's on this line right now, you've gone through some hard times. You've gone through some difficult times, and you would have quit a long time ago. But the problem is you don't know how to quit. You don't know how to give up. All you know is that I got to keep fighting no matter what goes on. I've got to keep fighting. I've got to keep moving forward. And so I believe that this upcoming year that God is destined for us is going to be a marvelous year in 2017. And so you're going to need your passport because God is about to take you higher and he's going to take you further than you've ever gone before. And so I want to talk to you about 8 things that I think are very critical as you press forward. I think they're very critical for the year of 2017. Now, many of you all who know me, you know I love acronyms. You know, when I wrote the book, Breaking the Spirit of Average, I used an acronym for average. When I did the series on I Want My Crayons Back, I did an acronym for crayons. And so I wrote out the word passport, and I began to create these 8 principles while I was sitting in the airport this morning and saying to myself, if I was to go to the next level, if I was to go further than where I am now, what would be the 8 things that I would need to do or to know and to do to get me to that next level, that 8, the number of new beginnings. And I believe that 8 is significant, and I believe that it's key for what we want to do. So if you have a pen and paper and you want to write down the word passport real quick, write it down. I'll give you about 10 seconds, and then I'm going to go through the 8 critical principles that I believe are going to be useful for you and I in the year 2017. Last month, I was in San Bernardino and had the opportunity to talk from a subject, how to overcome the worst day of your life. And I began to share my experience in 2011 with my mother passing a car accident and how that became the worst day of my life. When we read 1 Samuel chapter 30, the Bible lets us know that on the third day, when David and his men had come from Ziklag, he found that his family and kids were taken captive and all of his assets had been burned burned with fire, but it happened on the third day. All of us have a day, or we will have a day that will become the worst day of our life, that will become the worst week, which will turn into the worst month and sometimes the worst years of our life. But I'm here to let you know, but God is a God that will see you through all the difficulties, all the situations that you face. No matter what you're dealing with right now, you have a God that is looking, that is sitting high and he's looking low, and he cares about you and he wants to see you successful. So I just want to encourage somebody. I don't know who this is for, but I want to encourage you this morning that your worst is over and your best is yet to come. I want to encourage you this morning that 2017 is going to be the best year of your life. I want to encourage you this morning that don't quit, don't cave in, don't give up, because some good things is on the way. The enemy's been trying to fight you to quit because he knows that if you do, you'll lose out on your inheritance. You'll lose out on what you've been destined to do. So what are the 8 things we can do that would allow us to press forward, that would allow us to start off running and to never look back again? Number one, here's the first thing you got to do as you begin to press forward. If you're going to be successful in 2017, the first P in the word passport, you got to participate in your own rescue. In other words, you've got to become your first investor. You have to participate in your own rescue. You can't wait for somebody else to rescue you. You can't wait for somebody else to give you a good word. You can't wait for somebody else to encourage you. You've got to begin to participate in your own rescue. You've got to fight for your life. You've got to fight for your destiny. You've got to fight for what it is God has called you to do. Amen? And so you've got to begin to participate in your own rescue. You've got to invest in you first. You cannot expect somebody to invest in you if you've not invested in yourself. And that's in every area of our lives, both spiritually, mentally, from a business perspective. You and I must be the first investors in our lives. So what you got to do, you got to participate in your own rescue. Here's the next thing you got to do, the letter A, and I love this one. You got to avoid the company of unenthusiastic people. In other words, you got to stay away from the woe is me crowd. I'm telling you, if you're going to be successful on this next level, you got to get away from the woe is me crowd. You got to get away from the toxic people. You got to get away from those people that really don't care, how you do or what you do. You got to get away from those people that don't mean you well. It is time to get around people who celebrate you and not tolerate you. It's time to get away from people who are always whining and complaining and always murmuring. You got to get away from them folks, because I'm telling you, they're pulling you down and they're causing you not to get to your next level. They're causing you not to get on track and to do the things that God has called you to do. One of the greatest things that I did this year was I called several people and I told them for the next 365 days, I'm going to be loving you from a distance, because I realized that their participation in my life was not causing me to grow, but it was causing me to shrink. You got to get around people that are going to stretch you and not shrink you. You got to get around people that are going to make you better and not make you bitter. You got to get away from people who are not excited about life. And I tell people this all the time. You know, enter my life with enthusiasm or leave out of my life with enthusiasm, because I am not going to be around people who are not pushing me forward, who are not encouraging me to go to the next level, who are not in my corner. So if you're going to do the very best in 2017, in this upcoming year, not only do you need to participate in your own rescue, but you've got to avoid the company of unenthusiastic people. there's somebody right now. You're thinking about some people right now. You're going, mm-hmm, yep, I know who they are. I know what it is that I need to do. And some of them may be family members. Some of them may be people that are very close to you. I'm not saying get rid of them. I'm not saying don't have a relationship with them, but I'm saying put some boundaries around it. You know, understand where it is you want to go. Some people don't want to go where you want to go. Some people just want to hold you back from going where you need to go because they don't have the courage to move forward. They don't have the courage to let average go, if you would. Amen? And so you've got to avoid the company of unenthusiastic people. Here's the third thing you got to do. This is key. The letter S in the word passport. You got to stay focused on the main thing. Listen to what I'm saying. You have to stay focused on the main thing. Listen, I can't catch two jackrabbits at one time. If I've got two jackrabbits in my hand, I drop them. They're going to go in different directions, and I've got to make a decision of which one I'm going to go after. You got to focus. You got to stay focused on the main thing. In other words, sometimes it causes us, or we may need to get a new eye exam. We may need to get some new glasses so that we can get refocused. Sometimes, you know, we have what I call broken focus. You know, we get our focus offline. So you got to stay focused on the main thing. You got to stay focused on what you've been called to do. You got to stay focused on what you've been destined to do. You got to stay focused on what brings you joy. What is your highest level of joy? What is the thing that brings a smile to your face when you think about it? You know, there are people today that are still fighting and trying to understand, what am I called to do? What am I to do in my life? What have I been destined to do? Well, what is the one thing that you would do for free that nobody would have to pay you? What is that one thing that you would do that even if, you know, when you try to get rid of it, it still keeps coming up in your mind? What is the one thing that you should be doing that others say, man, this is what you're great at? What has God called you to focus on? And if you stay focused on the main thing, I promise you, you'll win in 2017. If you stay focused, I promise you, you'll reach every goal that you've created for yourself. So you've got to stay focused on the main thing. Here's number four. Not only do you have to participate in your own rescue, not only do you have to avoid the company of unenthusiastic people, not only do you have to stay focused on the main thing, but the next S is that you must set your alarm clock to rise early. Listen to what I'm saying. You got to set your alarm clock, and you got to rise early. In other words, you got to value your time. You and I must stop wasting our time. Because this life that we live in is no practice run. We can't do it again. The time that we've been given is the time that we've been given, and we have to use it wisely. We've got to begin to understand that we cannot recoup this time. We can't do it over again. Yesterday was yesterday. You'll never see it again, but today is a day, and you got to carpe diem. You got to seize the moment. But you got to value your time. You got to stop giving your time away to people who you think are more important than you. You got to stop giving your time to people who you think can do better with your time than what you can do. Because when you give other people your time, you give them your destiny and you give them your purpose and you give them your mission in life. You got to start controlling your own time. You got to start valuing your own time. You got to start taking and looking at your time and realizing that it is important that you understand how to master your time. So you got to set your alarm clock, and you got to rise early. You know, I'm a late-night guy, man. Like, I go to bed sometimes 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and then I try to figure out why I can't get up early. Because Peter said, the Bible says that when you go to bed late, you're going to get up late. But if you want to rise early, you got to go to bed early. Because all the good stuff is happening in the morning, where we can meet Christ and we can talk to God and, you know, we can get stuff, you know, done and get stuff out of the way. But you got to set your alarm clock, man. You got to rise early. You have to value your time. I must value my time because nobody else is going to value your time like you will. Not only do I participate in my own rescue, not only do I avoid the company of unenthusiastic people, not only do I stay focused on the main thing, not only do I set my alarm clock to rise early, but I love this one here. The next P in the word passport is that you must pursue God daily through prayer. I'm finding out day in and day out that the only way that I'm going to win in life is that I've got to have a consistent prayer life. I've got to begin to major in that class called neology and get back on my knees. And I'm saying today and I'm saying this morning to you, if God is your father, please call home. He's waiting on you. He's waiting to hear from you. Some of us he ain't heard from in years. He don't even know our voice. It's almost like, you know, we're lip syncing. We're using somebody else's voice. But he's saying if God is your father, call home. But we've got to begin to pray, guys. We got to begin to pursue God daily through prayer. I'm telling you, we got to go hard after God. we got to sacrifice everything to get to him. And I'm telling you this morning, if you get to him before I do, hold on to him. Give me a call so I can catch up with you. But we've got to pursue God daily through prayer. Amen? The next thing we got to do, if we're going to win in 2017 and we're going to pursue our goals and we're going to press forward, is that you got to outlast your critics. You got to outlast your critics. I promise you, you got some folks out there that don't mean you well. They don't want to see you do well. They don't want to see you reach your goals. You done told them all your dreams and everything God going to do for you. They smile and grin in your face. You think they're for you, but they're setting a plan. They're setting up a plot to try to destroy you because that's what the enemy does. And there's such a jealous spirit that's floating out here in this world, especially in Christendom, the place that it should not be. But folks are jealous because of your tenacity and your willingness to not quit and your willingness to move forward. You know, so you got to outlast your critics. You got to outlast those folks that don't think you do well. And, you know, those folks that say, you know, you'll never make it. You got to outlast them. In fact, I'm telling you, you got to outrun them. You just got to outrun them because after a while they're going to stop. They're going to get tired of talking because you ain't listening to all that craziness. They're going to get tired of running their mouth because it's not phasing you. They're going to get tired of, you know, putting their mouth on you because it's not moving you one way or the other. You got to begin to outlast your critics. And I promise you, if you do that, your year of 2017 will be bright. Because one of the tricks of the enemy is to get you to listen to people who don't have nothing to say. One of the tricks of the enemy is to get us bogged down to what people think about us. If he can get us to start just, you know, keeping our mind on what people are saying, what they think about us, we'll lose focus on what it is that we're called to do. So you got to get delivered from people. You got to stop being a people pleaser. I'm not saying that, you know, we don't want people to speak well of us, or, you know, we don't want people to notice the things that we do. And we all want people to speak well of us. We all want to be liked, me included. But you can't get so bogged down where you become a people pleaser, where you're just trying to please everybody. Because isn't this true? It looks like just when you get one person pleased, somebody else got an issue. And you got to go over there and deal with that. Then somebody else got an issue. I tell you this morning, if you please God and God alone, it don't matter what nobody else thinks. So you got to be able to outlast your critics if you're going to win in 2017. If you're going to press forward in 2017, you got to outlast your critic. The next thing you got to do, I got two more points. The next thing you got to do, and this is key, you got to reclaim your personal identity. You got to reclaim who you are. You have become somebody else for so long that you don't forgot who you are. You don't try to live your life based on somebody else's life and how they do it and how they preach and how they talk and how they do ministry, that you don't become a copycat. But God has created you to be an original. So you got to reclaim your identity. You are the best person you can be. There's nobody else that can be you. And I'm telling you, there's nobody else that can do what you do because you are the best at what you do because of who you are. Reclaim your personal identity. And in other words, the me I see is the me I'll be. You know, I just launched a brand new church in Rock Hill, South Carolina. We have our first Bible study coming November 1st. And, you know, so many things are bogging my mind. And I'm saying, you know, I'll do ministry like this person or like this person. I like the way this person does it. And I finally just said, stop. I'm going to do ministry and based on how I believe God has called me to do it and how it lines up with my personality. I'm not T.D. Jakes. I can't be Rick Warren. I'm not Andy Stanley. I'm not G.E. Patterson. I am Joseph Benjamin Washington, and I can be the best me that I can be. Can I glean some things from those folks? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, I've got to stay within my personality because if I stay being me, I promise you, I can be a better me than I can be in a copy of somebody else. So you got to reclaim your personal identity. And then finally, the last thing, you got to treat each day like it's your last. You got to treat each day like it's your last. You've got to stop living as if you have 10 years down the road, because the Bible says no man knows the hour nor the day when he's going to come. You got to live each and every day as if it is your last. And you got to live life to the fullest. You got to live life on the terms that God has given you, and you got to have fun doing it. And I'm telling you, because as I said before, life is not a practice run. You can't do this again. This is not a, oops, let me try it again. I'll do something different. If all of us that are sitting on this line now could do some, if we could do life different, you all know that we would do some different things. We would make some different choices, all right? And so what you got to do is start your life today. You got to say, you know what, I'm going to start again today. I'm going to start my life for the first time today, and I'm going to start living my life to the absolute fullest. Again, you got to treat each day like it's your last day. So guys, not only do we need to participate in all rescue, avoid the company of unenthusiastic people, stay focused on the main thing, set your alarm clock to rise early, pursue God daily through prayer, outlast your critics, and reclaim your personal identity. I think that if you'll take those eight things, if I will take those eight principles and begin to utilize them, and perhaps maybe one or two just fit you. Maybe you don't need all eight of them, and that's good if you don't. Maybe one or two. Maybe it's just one. But if you would begin to be in pursuit of what God has called you to do, I promise you that your life will never be the same. I believe that God has called you to do the supernatural. I believe that the upcoming year will be the best year of your life. And so I want to encourage each and every one of you all, you know, as we go through more years of doing these calls and getting people on here to encourage us, at the end of the day, we got to run hard after God. We got to pursue God with everything that's on the inside of us. And I'm saying do it with joy. Sell out to God. Give them everything that you got. I promise you at the end of the day, it's going to be worth it. So, again, I want to encourage you guys to press forward, to make God a priority, to make him first in your life, to make him the star of your life. And I promise you, your life will never, ever be the same. Amen? Let me pray with you real quick, and then I'll get out you all's way. Father, I thank you for another privilege and opportunity to gather around your word. It is your word that works when we begin to work the word of God. I pray this morning for every listening ear that would hear what the Spirit of God would have to say this morning. This is not a shouting message or one that one would run off and tell everybody. There's some personal things that lie within the scriptures to let us know that if we would just press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, God, you'll be there on the other end. I pray for each and every one of those that are on this line today, God, that you would meet every need, both spiritually and financially, mentally. I pray, God, that they would be in good health, even as their soul is in health. I pray this morning for Pastor Dr. BK, and I pray for Pastor Vanessa, God, that they would continue this movement. These are mighty women of God. These are great women of God. An enemy wants to fight them, too. The enemy don't want to hear these calls. He don't want this to happen. And so I pray, God, that you begin to just lift them up and strengthen them in their inward parts. But I bless you today, Lord. I give you praise this morning, God, for who you are. I thank you, God, that you never gave up on us, that you never left us, that you never forsook us. And, God, our oath to you this morning is that, God, we will begin to praise you, and we will begin to honor you, and we will begin to press toward you to make our lives much better. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, guys.
Wow, wow, wow. What a powerful message. I press. Thank you so much, Pastor Joseph B. Washington, for blessing us this morning. For we are off and we are not turning back. So we thank you, man of God. And we're going to go ahead and continue to move forward. Thank you so much for that word and for also that prayer, anointed prayer over each and every single one of us. And I know you guys want to go back and hear the replay for this call. So that number is 712-432-1085. The access code is 957-677-pound. Again, 712-432-1085. The access code 957-677-pound. And so please, please, please share this word with someone else, because these next 63 days of 2016 is really crucial in our positioning. Remember, we are opening up the lines momentarily for you to give your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your testimonies. Also, some of you may be leaving us right now and heading over to the new morning motivational call. Again, that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. And so, again, thank you, Minister Kai, for seating us and greeting us on this Faith Overcomes Fears Friday. To you, Pastor Joseph B. Washington, thank you so much for that profound and prophetic message, I Press, and the eight things that we need to press upon in 2016 into our 2017. and the 8 steps that you gave us today on our passport. And I do have my passport in my hand, and I am ready to go forward. And the next voice that you will hear will be none other than one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call. We affectionately call her our Mother Eagle, because she empowers us to do greater and newer things in our lives each and every single day. And I love her from the bottom of my heart. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line the next voice that you will hear will be none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am, and good morning. Good morning to MC family. Wow, wow, wow. As Diamond President Reggie would say, let's say it backwards. Wow, wow, wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Joseph B. Washington, for just hitting it out the park. So awesome of a word you gave us this morning. We love you. We appreciate you. What a fantastic way to end this week. We are just grateful for, as you always bring, the meat of God's word for us. Before we get into our prayer requests and praise reports, the queue is open, so you can begin to star 6 and 1. I want to call on our co-founder, who has been a blessing also to start this call with us back on October 25th, 2010. And my, the time has gone by, but every day, every call has been done to the glory and honor of God. So I know Dr. P.K. Roberts would like to say something to you this morning also. Floor is yours. You're unmuted, Dr. P.K.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Dr. V. Oh, my God, TMC family, I know that you are running around. If you don't have your passport in hand, you are definitely getting ready to apply for it so that you can have it. What can I say about my son, my dear, good God of mercy? He was here. He was one of the first people we called on when we started the call back in October 6 years ago, and good Lord of mercy, I was listening to you this morning, son, and I say, look at God. So now we are opening up into another ministry and just going forth and doing great things. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. And I just use all the time, I must participate in my own destiny. I got to get up and do something myself. Nobody else is going to do it for me. I've got to do it and keep doing it and keep on going. So I thank God for you. Thank God for each and every one of you on this call this morning. And we do look forward to what God is going to do for us in the future. I believe that this 6 year, as we are entering now into our 7th year, is going to be absolutely phenomenal, that God is getting ready to do something with Artists International and with us that's going to absolutely be mind-blowing. With that being said, Pastor V, it's back to you to receive our prayer requests and our praise reports for today. I'm telling you, God is so good, and I am absolutely excited about what he's doing in my life right now. Thank you, Pastor Joe.
All right. Minister Joseph, if you could just give a benediction. I know you prayed over the people, but there are some that are going to transition to our new morning motivational call, and others will be staying here. So if you could do a benediction for those who will be leaving, we'll go into our prayer request, please.
Amen. Well, all hearts and minds are clear. Father, we just thank you again for the word. We thank you for the call. We thank you for our co-founders who have created this call, and so many lives have been changed. God, we ask that this will be the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, God. We thank you, Lord, as they transition over to the other call, God, that we will be mindful to just continue to give you glory and give you praise in every area of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. And again, a big thank you. You know we love you and appreciate you. I saw the pictures on Facebook, just interceding for God to do that exceeding abundantly in your life as you enter this season of pastoring. I have no doubt that you also will plant seeds of hope and truth and deliverance and growth in that South Carolina area. And we just know you're covered in prayer by your TMC family. We are here for you because truly you've always been here for us. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you for helping us celebrate, conclude this week in such an awesome, awesome way. Love you, love you, love you. Well, the queue is open. All you have to do is hit a star 6. Boy, we're full today. We have been fed. We had our spiritual bibs on. And did Minister Joseph just a 7-course buffet meal? The table was spread. That acronym of PASSPORT was just phenomenal. You know I'm going to give you credit the first time, but I'm going to show you that again somewhere else. That was absolutely awesome. I said, all right, this is good. This is so good. And it's so true for those of us who travel all the time. You just made it so relevant and so real. All right, from Snailville, Georgia, good morning, Miss Rebecca. It was so good to hug your neck in Miami this past weekend. A welcome to our 6-year celebration on this faithful Friday.
Good morning, Mother Eagle. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say good morning and God bless you so much, my Master's Call family, and to Pastor Joseph B. Washington. That was such a powerful on-time message from the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much for that. And I just thank God and praise him and give him all glory for giving us, Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and our Dr. Super Fantastic P.K. Roberts, and every single Master's Call family of ministers. You have no idea of how this call has blessed my whole family and myself. And you are such a long-time answered prayer to me, because before I thought I was like all alone as a lover and disciple of Jesus, an artist. And I think I was an artist maybe 1 or 2 full years before I even heard about the Master's Call, and I listened every day secretly for almost a year without speaking or sharing. And this call has served so many seasons of my life, and it really has helped give me confidence in my prayers and in my goal of being a relentless and bold disciple of Jesus Christ. And before this call, I could barely say his name, but you all gave me practical confidence and strategies to do so. And for example, I always say enjoy in Jesus' joy, which I definitely got from Minister Robin. So I just want to wish you all a happy birthversary and just enjoy this new year full of blessings and Jesus' joy. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Oh, I love you so much. And you are right. We have seen you just blossom and grow and spread your wings. And it was good seeing you and your niece there in Miami. And that's what it's all about. Testimonies like that make it worth it to get up every morning and do what we do. So if there's anyone with prayer requests, praise reports, or if you just want to give us a shout-out about the anniversary, this is the time. We won't belong the time, but we want to always give this time, which we set aside from the very beginning of this call, that every Friday we would make the time and take the time to hear your prayer requests and to hear your praise reports, because the prayer warriors, the team, we truly bombard heaven and pray and stand in the gap and call out your name. And we have watched our God be so faithful. One of the prayer requests we definitely have is one of our own. Pastor Candy has a relative who is fighting for his life and has been in intensive care, and we've been getting texts all through the day and through the night, and we want to continue to lift him up. And I'm not sure what city's in, but God knows. And just to speak healing to his body and from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Pastor Candy Gillenew has been through so much, but God knows and God is able. And we send that Jehovah Rapha healing virtue to her even right now, to her relative.
Pastor V, he is in Tupelo, Mississippi, and yes, we are praying for him. I am really excited this morning to have the acronym Queen and King on the phone, and to hear you all working together this morning makes my heart go pitter-patter. I sure do love you too, and thank God that he utilized Artists International to bring us all together for real. And so I am just, I am overjoyed this morning. And, yes, we are praying for Candy and for her family and just knowing that God is going to work a miracle in their, in that situation. Back to you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that clarity. All righty. We're going to head out to Indiana. Was able to hug her neck and spend a lot of quality time with the silver fox. I think I gave her that name, and that's the only name people were calling when she was walking down the hallway. Many weren't even saying Jackie. They were saying the silver fox because she is absolutely gorgeous inside and out with her spirit of hospitality and love for all of God's people. Good morning, Miss Jackie Silver Fox Henderson.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor V and Pastor PK and my TMC family. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Okay. I just want to say before the end of this week that I am so grateful and I'm so thankful for your yes to this call and continuing this call because, as I have said many a times, this call was the gateway to bring me back into God's fold. So I am always continually grateful, and I am so thankful for your teaching and your guidance and growing me. Because when I first got on this call, I was sitting listening on this call, and I started this call 6 years ago when you started it. And I would never pray in public. And somebody would ask if somebody would pray, and I would definitely hide behind people. But through this call and through your teaching and your guidance, I have learned to grow in boldness. And no longer will I shy away from the prayer. And I'm just growing in Christ, and I thank you for that. As he was giving that message this morning about the passport, you know, and I thought about my own personal passport and how it is time for my renewal of my passport in 2017. So not only is my natural passport, but my passport in Christ, I am renewing right now. And I am so thankful and so grateful to you, and I thank you for allowing me to be a part of this call. I count it as a privilege and a pleasure and a Jesus joy to be a part of such a great work of the Lord. I look forward to continuing. I look forward to growing in Christ myself personally and to just continue to growing this call and continue to touch many, 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 many lives because God is doing a good work with this call and we must continue, and I thank you. Love you all.
Oh, you are more than welcome. And I do remember when you started talking a little bit. I remember your testimony about the lupus, too, when you came on the call and how God, through these products, touched your body. And I was so blessed when we were there in Miami. She had her little notepad. And, guys, we've been praying for her new place. It is absolutely gorgeous. She showed me all the different rooms. She decorated how it looks out onto a lake. I said, you go ahead, Holy Ghost. So we have watched God just work in you and through you, and we celebrate the God in you, and we're so honored that you're also a part of our team. All righty, I have no idea where she is. I know her main home is Brooklyn, New York, but she's been on the road, and again, it was so good to hug her neck, Minister Ada. Love you, appreciate you, and Doug had so much fun in Miami with you. Good morning. Welcome to our 6th anniversary celebration call.
Good morning. I want to first say happy, happy birthday to the Master's Call. You know I'm not going to be long, and I want to thank you and Dr. PK and my entire TMC for your love, for your acceptance of me. My big sisters introduced me to the Master's Call, Pastor Candy Gelino and Minister Willa Peterson. I wasn't sure if I could grow. I always felt a very special anointing on my life, but I have found such peace, such growth with the Master's Call because of your love, your mentoring, your guidance, and your acceptance of me. And my husband wanted to say something to the Master's Call family. I love you all so very much. Thank God for this call, for this ministry.
Hello, ladies of the Master's Call.
And good morning, sir. There's a couple of gentlemen on the line, too.
Hey, I'm not assuming anything. So I have on the line, and, of course, I heard Mr. Boom Boom Washington pretty much knock it out the park with the PASSPORT acronym, and I have to admit that is motivating. It's very motivating. But in the interest of time, I want to point out one of the acronyms, or one of the portions of the acronym that I'm going to attach. I'm going to attach Pursue God Daily Through Prayer.
Amen. Amen.
Okay? I will admit I'm guilty of not doing that all the time, but considering the brother knocked it out the park with everything else, I'm going to pursue God daily through prayer.
Amen.
All right, so I'm leaving you with that. I love you all. And the next phase is Los Angeles, California. God bless.
All right, my brother Chuck. It was absolutely awesome seeing you and spending time with both of you. And when Miss Willa made it there, it was so good for her to be able to sit down and spend time with you all. It was just a little reunion all the way around. So to Minister Ada and Doug, we just love you, love you, love you. Appreciate you. So glad both of you all made it back safely. And you were picking up people all along the way, Miss Ada. She was recruiting and doing her three-way calls and just an awesome time in the Lord. All right, is there anyone else before we close out in prayer? Again, this has been an absolutely awesome week. And we just thank God for his faithfulness. We are continuing to pray for Platinum President Robert Jackson, the homegoing of his grandmother, Mother Mary Jones Wise, will be tomorrow in Athens, Georgia. And he got the call while we were all together out to eat. And he said she really helped raise him. And been speaking with them all week long. So we want to keep Platinum President Robert and his family lifted up in prayer. As I mentioned to you all earlier, it was so awesome to see Miss Vicki Humphrey there. She had celebrated the homegoing her mother on Wednesday, and she still flew on from Dallas to Miami on Friday and was really loved on by everybody all weekend long. So we were so glad she made it, and continue to lift up our dear Miss Artemise Wicker, who did her homegoing celebration of her husband last Saturday. So we have had family members that we are undergirding in prayer as they are going through this season of their lives. We also are remembering to definitely keep in prayer Miss Kendra Carter as she's continuing in her chemotherapy in her brain, and she's still talking strong and believing God and using these artist products. So definitely remember to call out Kendra Carter's name in prayer. So I think that's all that I knew about is we have gone through this time of intercession and prayer. And pray for our speaker today. We want to definitely lift up Minister Joseph Washington and all with this new season. I am so excited and happy for him. He's been talking about it for a long, long time, but God's timing is awesome and perfect, and we are watching God's favor with that beautiful building that God had given to him, and it's such a testimony even with that. So him taking out the time, making the time for us, along with all of our speakers, we just give God all the glory and praise. And I'm going to ask our co-founder to come back on the line, trying to find her, if you could unmute yourself, Dr. PK, and if you could lead us in prayer as we close out this phenomenal week. It's a new beginning. I mean, it's just it's an exciting time that God has been so faithful to this call. And if I haven't thanked you enough, I want to thank definitely. Our prayer warrior team, you all, we couldn't get it done without you. We could have the vision all day long, but it takes each and every one of you sacrificing, pressing, and making sure each and every morning that you're up and you're on the call and you're hosting, you're greeting, and many of you all are speaking and doing more and more out of your comfort zone. And I just praise God that you have let me push you out the nest and flap your little wings, and you keep going and growing, and we thank God for that. But it's an awesome time, an awesome season. I have great expectation and anticipation for even the greater things. And as I always have told you all, and even every listener on the line, even now as I look on the board, that we get so many testimonies. The whole time I was in Miami, all weekend long, people were coming up to me and thanking me for the call and remembering different messages that had gone forth and ministered to them at different and particular times in their life. And it just made me remember why we had to be obedient to God 6 years ago. So we're humble. We're honored to serve. We want to always invite others of you who are on the line. If the Lord is tugging at your heart to become a part of our prayer warrior team, we have the most phenomenal prayer general and Minister Brenda, or myself. Feel free to email us at info@themasterscall.net. We are not an exclusive club. This is a platform and a place for us to grow, to be nurtured, and to undergird artist life in prayer. So you're always welcome to become a part of our team. And just all you have to do is say yes, and we will definitely make room for you to be a part and grow with us. Well, I think I'm going to go ahead and close this out in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you. I glorify your name. I exalt you and magnify you and you alone. Thank you, Father God, for 6 faithful years, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, you've met us every morning on your call, the Master's call. Thank you that every call, your presence, your power, all, Father, has been present on this call. We don't take it lightly. We thank you for the mission and the mandate you've given us to undergird artist life in prayer, to pray for the body of Christ. And, Father, the many who come on and just listened and got refueled and refreshed and rejuvenated to go out and change their world. We thank you for allowing us to be the voice, to speak your word, to speak your will through the hearts of these speakers. We lift up each and every speaker who has given a sacrifice of their time, their talent, their insight from you to share and pour into the hearts of this team. We speak special prayers and blessings for our mouthpiece this morning, Minister Joseph B. Washington. Pour back into the man of God, coming off the plane and making time for us. We don't take that lightly. He didn't have to, but he chose to make time for us. And I speak virtue and blessings into his life as he begins this ministry. And you go before him and plow up the fallow ground, make the crooked pathway straight, the rough places smooth. Continue to bless his life, his sons. Call in those. He was so excited about the 26 that are going to start his Bible study with him. But you have 26 to the 26 power more that will come in. Thank you for that blessing, all that beautiful edifice, $150 a month. Nobody but you, God, could do that. So we thank you for blessing his life. And as he's planted seeds into our lives, as he's sown freely, to remind us about the mission and the mandate on our lives. Just do for him what only you can do. Now, I thank you, Father, as we lift up the prayer request, and we send the words of Jehovah Rapha healing to Pastor Candy's relative, and we speak life and life more abundantly, healing to his body. We send Jehovah Rapha to Miss Kendra, to every cell in her brain. Father, you give her the blood transfusion from heaven. I thank you, Father, as she uses our products, as she stays rooted and grounded so firmly in you and your word. Let her feel the prayers of her artist family. Father, we lift up all of our families who have had loved ones transition as we celebrate life. We lift up Platinum President Robert Jackson as he remembers the beautiful stories of his grandmother raising him, disciplining him, and speaking words of wisdom into him as the family celebrates his matriarch this weekend. You be with him and his entire family. We lift up, Father, Miss Vicky, to continue to strengthen her body, her family. She was so close to her mother, right by her bedside when she transitioned. We just speak the words of comfort and strength and peace day by day, walking with you, Daddy God. We continue to lift up Miss Artemis. Give her the peace and the comfort, and let her feel the prayers of her artist family and all of us who have had loved ones transition. The prayers of the righteous, they availeth much. And we thank you, God, even as we enter this end of month, that you continue to give us favor, strategic strategies with the social media. Bless it. Put your hand of favor upon it. Oh, let us have an explosive month like never before. We lift up Elvia and Alejandre as the owners, the leading the ship of this company right now. Download him with wisdom and surround him in godly counsel. And we lift up Papa and Miss Art Media. Father, 26 years ago, they said yes. And because of their yes, God, you've used this company as a tool to knit our hearts, our lives, our destiny together. And we thank you for it. Now, Father, we just thank you for all you're going to do in us and through us. We thank you that there's 60 more years. Father, what we started will live long past us, but it'll be a pillar and a place where everybody can come and meet you, commune with you, be taught of you, feel your presence. In your presence is fullness and joy. We thank you that you gave us the opportunity to be the genesis of this call. So as we celebrate 6 years, man, as we go through this 6 year, day by day, bless us. We call in more people from the north, the south, the east, and the west that will come and be a part of this call, a part of this ministry. Oh, Father, we'll call in those who needed that place where they can be encouraged and motivated, and it'll be a platform for them to grow, to spread their wings, as your rule of breath of God will blow them on to greater things that you have for them. I thank you that the Master's call will always stay firmly focused and faithful to your word and to your will for our lives. So, Father, as we are praying for each and every listener on this line, I thank you. Your kingdom come. Your will is being done in their lives. And we thank you that for every speaker that has come from Minister Kai, we thank you as she started off this week, reminded us about staying committed. Oh, Father, as we remembered the theme on Tuesday, and I thank you, Father, as that every day you blessed us and you reminded us that your hand is upon us, and bless Pastor Lucille, and we just thank you, Father, that you continue to let us celebrate in our hearts what you're doing and what you will do. So as we leave this call and as we just put a semicolon on this week, because we'll continue to be grateful and celebrate what you're doing. We thank you. We seal it by the blood of Jesus. We decree and declare in our lives the overcoming faith. The blood of the Lamb is on the doorpost of our home, on our hearts, on artist's life. And we look forward to the greater things, the greater works that will come from us just say yes each and every day to you. We pray, we seal, we decree and declare that this is so and it is done in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you to each and every one of you. If I don't ever get to tell you personally, know it from my heart, from Dr. PK's heart. We love you. We appreciate you. We look forward, again, to many, 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 many more years of us being here to serve, to be a blessing, to be a place where you always feel the love and presence of God. So have a blessed weekend, and we look forward to hearing you on the call on Monday because we know that's not the devil's day. It's a hallelujah day in Jesus' name. And have a great weekend. Bye-bye.